everybody, welcome to the podcast. This podcast is brought to you and powered by Sunday Cool. So watch this or listen.
I don't know.
Stupid.
It's okay. You've been out of the game for a little bit. Been on vacation.
Just, okay. I think magic was in my beard.
It probably was. You've lost it.
No!
Why?
Why? Hey, everyone.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Oh.
You good?
It's just...
Excellent. Oh, there we are. We want to let you guys know about something really, really neat that we're doing. It's called Build Your Brand. Go to sundaycool.com/build-your-brand. Guess what? We have fully customizable swag packages for you and for your brand to make your brand the best it could possibly be.
Yeah, that means we do more than just shirts. So whatever art that you have on a shirt, you can throw it on a hat, a note jotter, a water bottle, a wristband, anything you like.
And we have these packages already built for you. So all you have to do is just get with us and we can create your art for you if you don't have some of it already. And we can make your brand beautiful. It's going to make you stand out. It's going to unite you and your community. And it's going to be a really big deal.
Yeah.
So go to sundaycool.com/build-your-brand. Man, I feel like this has been really wholesome. A little ASMR kind of.
Yeah. This hurts my back standing like
Does this? Okay, I kind of like it.
All right.
Thanks for watching, guys. Back to the show.
Andy, what was your favorite thing that you did in St. Augustine?
The oyster wall?
Yeah.
Dude. Like the tour guy literally is like, I want you to see this. One, it's impressive.
Yes.
But two, every shell was someone's meal.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh my goodness. That completely like made me look at the whole wall completely different.
Wow.
Of just like, that was literally what they did to survive. And that's what they, and then after a while they started like putting the shells apparently just in piles and stuff.
Yeah.
And then after it rained and everything, it became solid. And so they realized that's what they could make walls out of.
Yeah.
And so it just became part of their culture. And it was just like the neatest thing. Like,
okay.
It's terrifying thinking about, the guy also explained, well, sorry to interrupt, but no. So the guy explained how like it would have felt for these, 7 feet tall Native Americans hiding in the bush, you know, barefoot. Seeing these people run up on ships covered in shiny armor that reflects light, the skin's like white, like things they've never seen before. And so just like he explained it like in such a cool way of like a story, like it just made you feel like you were there.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was really intense.
He came at it from an anthropological position.
Anthropological?
You literally just made that up.
No, anthropology.
Is it called anthropological though?
I don't know. I went on the
anthropologist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what they were saying, their point of
view.
It
was, yeah, the point of view was very anthropological.
About that wall that we were talking about, I also took a tour with the girls while we were there with my mom, and it was so enriching. And he was talking about how that wall has so much bacteria in it.
Oh, I can't even imagine.
And he said that one day, he said, you know, it's hot out here, so our pores are open. We're sweating. And he said, one day, this girl was leaning on it, and she was touching it with her hand, and then she went and touched her face.
Oh, no.
And got a bacterial infection and was in the hospital for 3 days.
Jeez.
Bacteria.
That's insane.
Ew, right?
That's the fort?
No, it's on, what's that street called, like Magnolia Street or something, trees?
Yeah, it's the one, that's Forrest Gump's road. That's the house at the end of the street is Forrest Gump. That's what they said. That. Yeah.
No, that's a lie.
Dude, it's a huge. Look at the house. It's an abnormal.
I mean, the house is amazing.
It's insane. It's very, very big.
It was being renovated while I was going to college there.
Really?
That's not true.
And that's what they said.
Did you look it up?
Forrest Gump house.
Location.
The St. Augustine fact checker over here. Also, there's. I realized how uppity that school is.
What
school? Watch it.
Oh,
okay.
Flagler?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
okay,
we
so
Flagler.
So there's this area. I don't know if you know this, but there's this area out there that has a bunch of palm trees and stuff, but it's like very strategically placed palm trees. And they're like two next to each other, and then like they're sets.
For hammocks.
No. You think they had hammocks back in the day? It was croquet. So these rich people would come down here seasonally whenever it was warm, and they would get in their nice little dresses, course? And they would have brunch, and then they would do croquet with palm trees. How rich is that?
Not when it was a college.
You're a hoity-toity.
Exactly. It was before it was a college, and so it's just they're like, oh, yes, the finest establishment.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, it does say that. I don't believe it though.
Dude, it's huge. Look, I have a video of the house. It's absolutely, it's with that huge white house that Forrest Gump lived in. So that road before they actually paved it, that's when they recorded it in 1993.
Wow.
And so they filmed it. It's the one where his legs come off, the braces come off and everything.
I just kept on running.
And I just kept on running.
And then one day I just stopped.
I don't want to run anymore.
Ray Charles used to live in St. Augustine.
Dude, it's such a cool place.
That's where the Freedom Trail ended.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, over by the Blue Hen where you guys had breakfast.
So good. And there was places where you literally see a cannonball stuck into the wall.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Dude.
Ooh.
It's your mouth. It's really impressive.
I really.
Literally 100 yards away from the ocean, this thing just hits 8 feet level. It's that's crazy fast.
I honestly think that Josh says these things just to hurt. We were pulling in.
Because he's used to it. He's a Florida native and he's just used to it.
He's not.
So sad.
We were driving in from Anastasia and you go on the Bridge of Lions and then, you cross it and before you is the glory that is downtown St. Augustine with all of its amazing terracotta architecture, its Spanish influence, its
American heritage. Like this, like the way the architecture changes is insane to me. It's bonkers. Right, Josh?
Yes.
It's so rich in history. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have goosebumps. We're here. And he's like, meh.
Yeah. But she kind of overdoes it a bit, doesn't she?
Oh, it's for her. It's nostalgic. Because where she grew up, like going on vacation. For me, it's just like, cool town.
It's kind of like a dirty, fake pirate city.
Oh!
What?
It's like taking a bullet!
Cannonball to the chest!
I'm kidding. No, I think it's a cool city. I mean, it's the second oldest city in the United States.
Oldest city. Established city. But I don't know whatever city you're talking about, Andrew, wasn't established.
We've already had this
debate. Atlantis.
The
debate. Hey.
Hey. How's it going?
Hey.
Bro, your energy right now is
I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there.
Yeah.
Whoa, what happened?
Energy.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get that new implant from Tesla?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
You have to shake it.
Oh, yeah, like a shake weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get energy. Nice.
Whoa,
it's happening.
Here I am.
He's here, guys. We can start the show.
Oh, no! Too much.
It's like Tim Robinson whenever he takes the headset off.
Oh.
So good.
Would you like a song?
Song?
Yes, sir.
What are we feeling today, boys? What are we feeling today?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm just maybe a little bit of funk, perhaps.
Whoa.
Maybe a little bit of
wow.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. That's kind of like a nice little James Brown.
Yeah.
No. Get on.
Oh, wow. Ah.
Like that?
I think so, yeah.
Andrew, you think you can make something real quick?
Yeah, let me. I have something on my phone. I just sent it over to this. So, yeah,
Let's see. It's pretty impressive that we can. That he can find that music that fast.
Yeah, I mean, the future is insane.
Yeah.
Technology, dude, is absolutely blowing my mind.
It's so crazy.
I built this in 5 seconds, so don't judge it too hard, but okay. I think you guys can vibe to it. So here we go.
We'll try.
All right. 3, 2.
Yeah!
Woo! All right. Get that. Ping pong. Things doing a fish JFK Bing Bong Apple Bottom Deep with the fur on. It's time, episode 50. Feeling good, feeling so silly. Get on your feet, let's start the show. Ninjas are butterflies.
Whoa.
Wow.
Poop, poop. Bop, bop. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.
What were you saying? Beep, boop?
I don't know.
Ping, pong. Ping, pong. Tick, tick.
artichoke.
Start doing really, start doing really.
That's my favorite.
It's so funny.
That's I don't know what song it is. There's that Michael Jackson song. Another day is gone. That song. But there's a guy on Spotify who sounds like Michael Jackson. I don't know if it's AI, but he goes, apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur.
Is that your Michael impression?
Yeah, it is.
Let's hear yours.
No.
Andrew?
Terrible. That was actually really bad.
I don't listen to Michael Jackson, so I don't know.
That was good.
That was good. What?
Apple bottom jeans, boots with the fur, the whole dang club was looking right at her.
Everyone be quiet. Everyone be quiet. Today's question sent in by a viewer. It's, we got a lot to talk about with this one.
Ooh, I'm excited.
Yep. Today's question sent in by a viewer. Are blind people faking it?
Someone sent that in.
Yeah, they actually did.
That's almost like insensitive in a way.
I know, but we said we would answer all questions.
You got to answer it?
Yeah.
I say, obviously, no. Okay. I think this, I'll go on record. No.
You are on record.
Yep.
Record.
Your Honor.
Andrew?
Yeah, the essence of being blind implies it is who you are. So, no, they can't be faking it if they truly are blind.
I don't think they're blind. I don't think they're faking it.
Are you sure?
Okay. Oh, yes. Man, almost okay. Got you there.
Oh. Lily.
I don't think they're faking it, but maybe we should test it.
That's actually...
Yeah.
I mean, can't hurt, right?
Yeah. We'll just...
What was that for?
I assumed you were... You're blind, right?
No, I just wear sunglasses inside sometimes.
Oh, he just wears... Okay.
You just... not everyone wears... Okay. Sorry.
Our apologies.
It's all good.
All right, so it turns out blind people are not faking it. Welcome to the show! Hey!
Did I say ninja? I meant...
Butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful. Empty your mind.
You were martial arts!
No one was talking back to us.
Uh-oh.
Movie magic.
Dude, just kidding. That was blind people aren't faking it.
No, of course not.
Why would someone send that in?
I don't know. But you remember that video of the girl who said when she got like some type of vaccine and then like she started
could only
twitching
walk normal
out and
backwards.
Like no, she whenever oh. she was running, whenever she started running, she could talk at a normal pace, but she was like walking all crazy.
Did
like
you ever
this.
See that?
No.
She was a cheerleader.
Yeah, and it was like everyone was freaking out. I was like, oh my goodness, do not get the like some type of flu vaccine or whatever, because look what happened to this poor girl. She can only talk and communicate normally when she's running. And so the news reporter's running with her, and it's this huge story. It turns out she's faking it.
It was cruel.
It was so
mean.
She
would literally do this, like, I can't talk. I can't.
Hey, let's start running. Let's start running.
Ruined.
Let's start running. Hey.
Yeah, so I got this vaccine. Wow. Ever since then, it's so weird. I can only, whenever I run, I can make complete sense.
I'm so glad we're not wasting our own tax dollars and news stories for this.
That made me out of breath. I was just jogging in place on a seat.
Fake running. Oh, thank God, we'll do it.
How's everybody? How's your week? Wow.
What a sound.
That's how I get my energy, dude.
Monster.
Can I have a sip?
Of course you can. My week was good. Not as good as yours because you went on vacation. Yes. You guys went on vacation.
We did.
Yeah, we did.
The Hoopers are back and they're gonna get in trouble. Hey, the Hoopers are back. How was vacay?
Dude, that was, hold on. Do that last little bit of the jingle.
Hey, the Hoopers are back.
That's money.
Hey, thanks.
Wow.
Yeah, it's.
You're a jingle writer.
I totally made that up. That melody is.
Have you
not
heard
up.
That song?
No.
Your boyfriend's back and then it's going to be trouble? Or there's going to be trouble? Yeah, I don't know. How was vacation?
It was so fun.
You guys went to St. Augustine, right?
The beach. Yeah, we're at Crescent Beach, which is just south of St. Augustine, the oldest city in the whole entire world.
Founded in 1912.
But yeah, it was super fun.
You guys go there every year, right? Like, it's like one of those vacation places. She used to.
I grew up going there, like, literally as a, like, four-year-old. When I was four, we started going.
And didn't, like, people also vacation almost, like, during the exact same week? So, like, you, like, you knew these people from, like, different cities.
The Hennessys.
Yeah, different families.
Yeah,
shout out Chris Sheffield.
That's such a fun way to, like, grow up. Vacation.
Yeah. I know. It really, it was so fun. Yeah, and so, like, my extended family would come, and they would all stay the same week. But it started to break off a little bit, so we're trying to figure out what we want to do. But, Josh has now been on two.
Nice.
Count them two.
Count them two. And you guys have been together for like 10 years. And so that doesn't, what's up with that?
Don't know.
You just now finally got accepted into the family?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rough.
But what I love the most about going to the beach is like every single day, there's a big old thunderstorm that would roll in. Mm-hmm. And it'd be like perfect time for naps.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
And was it the first day we were there? I still had, or there was like groceries or something in the car because we went to the store. And I went out to go get them.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it was like storming.
Crazy.
And I'm telling you, this lightning bolt hit the house. I mean, 100 yards from me, if that.
Really?
It was like.
Crazy. So loud.
And I'm like.
You heard it too?
It freaked me out. But I'm like, Lily for sure is going to run out here to see if I got struck.
No way.
I laid down.
No way.
Acting like I was dead.
On the curb, half of his body.
Yeah, I was like,
curb.
No. My legs sticking up. And she ran out. She's like, Josh?
Josh!
And she started crying.
Oh, no.
I started crying. I was going downstairs. I was like, no way.
She was like, Josh, please, no, Josh.
That is crazy. I can't believe. I'm so glad you wait because I was like, oh, man, yeah. That's so good.
I got up. I'm like, I'm all right.
Oh,
she's like, I was crying. I thought you were dead.
But then I asked, how long would you have laid there if I didn't come out?
I said, a long time.
Oh, yeah, you commit.
Just turn around.
If I didn't get her, someone else would have come out.
Oh, my gosh.
It was so realistic the way you were on the curb.
It was like Jim Carrey when he falls off the tarmac of the airport.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Just,
like, you should have ripped like your shirt open right here for a second.
I was even thinking, if he got struck, can I touch him or will it electrocute me too?
That's the best story ever. Yeah, I'm so glad you waited to tell them on the pod. That's so funny.
I wonder if they had, that would be so cool to find out if they had like security cameras.
I know. Seeing it in your head, like you're probably like getting down.
I look back. I'm like.
So funny. Good thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
But yeah, the beach was a blast.
That's awesome. Yes. Anything crazy happen? The kids were nuts, right?
Yeah.
It's tough to go on vacation with almost one year old.
Yeah, 7 month old.
Yeah. Golly.
It was fun.
Yeah.
I thought it was great.
Did you come back rested?
No.
Probably more tired than when we left.
That's a good old vacation right there.
But it was still really fun.
We tried to do swimming lessons with Ada.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
What do you mean?
She has no fear of the water.
Yeah.
And so we took off her little floater life jacket thing. And she like squirms out of your arms and like just like bloop in the water.
Mm-hmm.
She's like just underwater. And you're like, pull her up. She's like, ha, ha, ha. I'm like, that's not,
dude.
You need to be a little afraid of drowning.
But she can't swim though. She can like figure it out, right? Because she had those swimming lessons. Yeah.
She can float.
So she knows.
Yeah. But
she's a fighter, dude.
Yeah.
That's so funny though.
Dude, but she's so fast too, man.
I know, like, you showed me that video of her in the preschool, and like the way she like just they were doing like a hide and seek thing or like a treasure hunt, and then she just sprints and beats all these kids that are older than her.
Yeah.
Well, we're on the beach and the water was a little rough this day. The current was pretty strong.
Yeah,
and she wasn't wearing her life jacket, and she just took off towards the ocean.
Yeah,
and like it was like took off 1, 2, and I turned. I'm like, oh no. And it was like a fast jog to catch her.
Yeah.
I'm like, how are you so fast?
It's going to get worse.
Her legs are this long.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she has no inhibitions. She's like.
She runs on the balls of her heat.
She's World War Z zombie.
Oh, seriously.
Because there's no, like, care about, like, your own self being. Like, it's just like, I'm going to get where I want as fast as I possibly can. Yeah. Nothing's going
to
stop me.
It's remarkable to see. My wife was hanging out at their house, and then she said Ada just like took off and ran from her, and Paige was like, and she's a teacher, she's with kids all the time, she knows a fast kid and a slow kid. She was like, that is the fastest human I've ever seen in my life.
Seriously, we gotta put her in like track right now.
It's so funny.
But speaking of the ocean, I saw this today.
What happened yesterday in the ocean?
Nothing. It's the co-founder of OceanGate.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Shoot. Submarine guy.
Yeah. Did you see this?
No. Tell me.
Oh,
I've been out of the loop on this.
I saw it. It has nothing to do with Ocean Gate. I think they permanently suspended Ocean Gate, the submarine thing.
We would expect.
But this guy, he's starting has another company to where they're developing a inhabitable.
Yeah.
A spaceship you can live on.
Yeah.
And it's a real thing that he's working on. And it's going to have 1,000 people living above the surface of Venus.
Oh, no. Who's going to do it?
No one's going to do it.
This is the co-founder of Ocean Gate?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, no one's going to do that.
Yeah.
Venus, too. Like, why Venus?
Yeah. Do something a little bit, like, crazy on Earth and just, like, learn your trust. Like, you got to build our trust back, bud.
Listen, if you can't have people survive in the water on Earth, why do you think people would go to Venus and live on a craft above the surface?
Why but who's going to believe? Space Gate.
Yeah, Space Gate. Space Fence. It's not a gate. It's a fence.
But, yeah, I thought that was...
That's interesting. Would you ever do it?
Not with him. Or... Venus.
What if it was Elon?
I don't think so. I would maybe do just like right above Earth.
Yeah.
But not over another planet.
What if how you vacationed in St. Augustine when you were a kid? What if your kids are taking their kids to visit like Venus for vacation? And they're like, every summer. Do we have to go back to Venus?
Come on, it'll be fun, kids.
Can we go to Utah or something? No, get in the car. Get in the ship.
Get in the spaceship.
I think I would do it. I would live in space if it was like someone was already living on there. I would do it.
That does change the equation.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the pioneer. I'm not being the trailblazer of intergalactic living.
What if there was a company though that was just like, you want to be the first?
There's a girl that she's training to do that. She's doing
what does that entail? Like, what is training to do that?
I don't
swimming.
Know. Swimming.
Just a lot of swimming.
At the bottom of a pool?
I don't think so.
I saw the astronauts do it.
Oh, really? That's part of their training?
Yes.
See, I don't even know. But it would have to be different.
There's no gravity. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're not like, they're like in their suits and stuff.
Oh. So she's not doing that?
She's on, what I saw, she's on she's doing this test that is basically, it's going to be the rest of her life. No return back.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just getting shot into space.
When is this happening?
Not sure.
An American?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's her reason?
She just wants to be one of the pioneers of space travel and learning things about space and living in space.
I feel like there's got to be a better way to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, if we can have a phone conversation in 1969 all the way to the president live stream, I figure we could probably have some type of monitor that goes on a spaceship that almost replicates a human being.
So
with all this AI, you don't have to send someone to space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
But I mean, who am I to say?
Yeah, who are you to say?
I don't know.
You're no astronaut.
I'm not. Astronaut, I'm not. anyway.
Yeah. But I know I would never do that. And she said, people are asking me, like, are you just giving up on life?
Yeah, that's what like, that's what
are you okay?
Went. Yeah.
And she's like, I'm totally fine. She I'm signs super
up
happy.
Like, she signs up like immediately after a breakup. And what's the point? I don't
know. Literally what my brain went.
But it's a solo trip.
Yeah, and that's just, nuts. Yeah, that's crazy.
She's going.
Brave.
Gone.
Like, how long Very can brave. They sustain somebody? Like, how long is she going to be alive for?
I have no idea.
We got to figure out this girl's name. We got to support her. Can we sponsor her?
No, I don't support this venture of hers.
Can we do the first podcast?
She's doing it. So why not support her?
She's an American.
Yeah.
What, do you hate America now?
It makes me sad to think about her floating in space by herself. That's sad.
That is very sad. It's like the movie.
But that's the...
With, what's his face?
Oh, Robert Pattinson.
Yeah, the A24 film.
Yeah, hate that movie.
Oh, I don't know.
Haven't seen it.
Oh, you should watch it, Andy.
What's it called? I forget.
High Life.
Really?
High Life.
Oh, okay. Got it. I'll have to watch it. That's the thing. But I don't think it is sad because maybe she's completely fine with it.
Okay, guys.
It's just like
a restaurant with his
cell
phone.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not alone. I like to eat at restaurants alone sometimes. I like to go to the movie theaters by myself sometimes. Which, by the way, I'm maybe going out to see a movie in the theater, a scary movie by myself.
Yeah, I've seen. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
everybody's talking about it.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about it though because it's a very scary movie.
Is it the trailer we
saw?
Yeah,
yeah. Yikes. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-mm.
But we haven't talked about a Barbie and Oppenheimer yet.
Oh yeah,
but you haven't seen. But Lily hasn't seen them, either one of them yet.
No, we're going to try to go Sunday though.
Never mind, we can't talk.
How are we going to go Sunday?
Okay. Whoa. See when I give options.
Look at the way she's
spicy.
How are we going
to
do it?
We're going to go see it, dude. I don't know what else to do. Golly.
She's like a puppy that you accidentally blame, and then you're just like, I'm sorry, I didn't know it was, and then she's
I think we need to add a segment called Kiki's Reviews because of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because not where we call her, but I just relay her information. She gave Barbie a 2 out of 10 and said, I wish I could take back that time in my life. It's so extreme, her reviews.
You know, she needs to call and leave voicemails for you so we can just play the voicemails. This is Kiki, and this is my review of the movie Barbie.
Her review was so extreme. She was like, I will babysit so that you can watch it and relay how terrible it is. She said, but I'm sparing Josh.
No, you said you loved it.
I loved it.
He said it was so funny.
Me and Kelsey were dying within the first 2 minutes. Like, there was a joke that, like, we crushed us in the first 2 minutes. We're like, this is it. It's a good movie. And I cried at the end. There was a montage at the end.
Wow.
As a girl dad, pretty rough.
I'm a boy dad.
Oh.
I'm a man.
Oh, okay. No, you're a girl dad. You're a little dad. Have you seen that?
No, I'm boy dad.
You seen that wife on TikTok that she goes around? She starts calling her husband everything he does like little. It's like, oh, you're gonna go to your little store. you're gonna go work on your little chainsaw. It's like why are you calling it little? It's like
emasculated. It's just like
it is.
All right.
It makes you so a man so angry for no reason.
You gonna cut down that little tree with your little axe?
No, it's not. I'm not doing that. It's a manly axe.
It's
okay?
A giant oak.
500 years old. It's a sequoia.
Oh, but we did get back from vacation, and it was this week where our neighbors, their cat got lost or like got out and got lost.
Okay.
And the cat's name is Lily, right?
Yeah.
Connections. But we went on a walk, me, Ada, Lily, and Jane. And we were walking down the street, and then Ada just, how she does, she just takes off and like went literally like a mile down the road. I'm like, dude, I'm not walking. It's so hot outside.
She's gone.
So me and Jane turn around.
Yeah, you ditched me, dude. Ditched me.
Me and Jane turned around and I saw a cat on the road. I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's it.
Yeah.
And it had a collar. So I went to look and there was no name on it.
Uh-huh.
So I picked it up and like it started like scratching me. I'm like, hey, no, I'm trying to help. And I try to put it in the stroller.
What are you doing?
And it went.
Of course it did.
But I was just so, because this family was devastated. They're like, their whole family was out looking for their cat Lily. And so I'm like, I'm gonna.
Did
be
you
the
mention
hero.
That the cat was missing? I think I missed that part.
Yeah. I did, right? Yeah.
Yeah. The family was looking for the cat.
Yeah.
Got it.
And so I tried to get it, and it just clawed me to death, and it took off, and then just like laid on the side of the road, and then I like called Lily, and I'm like, hey, what did their cat look like? And she said it was like,
it's a tabby cat.
Yeah, like brown with spots. Yeah. And this was just a yellow cat.
So you said, so not orange?
Just wait a minute. Follow-up question. Does tabby mean orange?
And so I was just grabbing some like random neighbor's cat.
No, it was in its own yard. It was literally in its own yard.
Our neighbors are watching like, what is he doing?
He's trying to kidnap our cat.
There's some poor kid in the window.
Yeah, just screaming.
There's a guy killing our cat.
I'm trying to help you. And I'm like stuffing it in the stroller.
That's so funny. That's insane. I just imagined the neighbors walking out and just, Lily! And he's like, what?
I what? Wasn't. They weren't yelling like that. They were.
Oh.
Very popular in this neighborhood.
Yeah, but.
That is
oh,
so funny.
Yeah.
So imagine the kids.
It was something. But yeah, that's my cat story.
Someone's kidnapping our cat.
Let her go!
Oh my gosh.
You're
a monster.
I forgot to say, speaking of cats.
No way.
We gotta not, don't go anywhere! Whoa, Andy!
Whoa!
What are you? Wait, what's happening?
You're probably wondering where I got all this really cool swag from.
I actually am wondering
and
that.
And you're also probably wondering how it's all branded the exact same.
How did you do that?
I did it because we're offering something new here at Sunday Cool.
Tell me about it. Build your brand.
Listen, we've built specific packages. So you guys, listen, you have a brand, you have a party, you have an event, you have some type of something that's going on that you have to organize. You're like, I got to order a bunch of stuff and I don't know. It's so complicated.
From a bunch of different companies.
Wrong-o!
Stop it!
Sunday Cool, your one-stop shop to grab everything you could possibly need. Hats with leatherette patches, boom. Shirts with water-based ink, super soft, baby, boom.
Yeah.
Got it. Stickers, note charters, all of it.
Water bottles. Coffee mugs.
Yes.
Puppies. So
if you go to sundaycool.com/build your brand, you can look at all of our packages because we have ones that only have three items, ones that have several items, more than that. All these, so you can go and you can pick the perfect package for you. Yeah. All right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't laugh like that. Go to sundaycool.com/build your brand. Why are you laughing at me? This was supposed to be emotional, so I think we're supposed to end on an emotional thing because you're like, that was really emotional or something after.
Wait, where's your dad?
I don't know.
Oh. I don't know. Build your brand.
Build your brand. Build your dad.
And you wish you could build his dad.
Yes, he doesn't have one.
You do, but he just abandoned you.
Yeah. Got a stepdad, though. And got a cool wife, a cool house, and
a mom.
Mom. And a dog, a couple dogs.
Yeah, but you don't have your biological father.
Yeah.
That's all right. You can journal about it in your Build Your Own Brand journal.
Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy, customizable themes that let you build your brand, marketing tools that get your products out there, integrated shipping solutions that actually save you time. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/setup.
It's the cinematic event of the year. Critics say incredible, jaw-dropping, action-packed with savings.
You're talking about Thunderbolts?
No, Sergey, it's 2-for-1 cinema tickets from Compensa Market. A wonderful offer.
So?
That you can use to see Marvel Studios Thunderbolts only in cinemas.
Woohoo! I'll get the popcorn.
Get 2-for-1 cinema tickets every Tuesday or Wednesday with Compensa Market. Simples!
When you take out a qualifying product to compare the market. One membership per year, participating cinemas, 2 standard tickets only, cheap as free. T's and C's apply.
That was a big sigh, Will.
That ad had a lot of emotion, didn't it? Yeah. You're right?
Yeah, I'm good.
UFOs.
Ooh, UAPs.
UFOs.
Tell me.
So.
Oh, boy, we have a lot to talk about.
This is why I wish sometimes we filmed the podcast like days before we released it, because this news is coming out, or this podcast is coming out 3 weeks? 3 weeks after the UFO UAP whistleblower congressional hearing.
Yeah.
Dude, I literally have been swiping away from those stories knowing that you had to be doing research and compiling stuff. So
later on, we're going to have to start doing emergency episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
They did that when the Golden State Killer got caught.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we're not waiting. Yeah. We have to do an emergency episode.
Right. That'd be a cool little insider thing.
Yeah.
If we did emergency episodes.
Anyways, this congressional hearing was wacky.
Historical.
Yeah. But I have many reservations.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I just like, so
Do you think of like, I'm this kind of guy, like whatever is in the media or like being so much attention brought to it, it's like you have to question it a little bit.
Totally.
And I don't know, man. It's just
especially
like,
something that has enormous claims like this.
Yeah.
You have to be like, okay, there's no evidence. It's an enormous claim.
That's what I'm
saying.
There's
got to be some doubt.
This is what was so annoying about it because this was a huge thing, right? Yeah. They're finally talking about UFOs and UAPs and whatever else.
Our contact with them, everything that's happening.
But they can't give any physical proof.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're kind of like, I mean.
But the thing is, one of the guys that spoke, there's three guys that spoke. One of them was the guy who released the pilot footage of that one old gray UFO that's confirmed.
He didn't say anything new. Everything but he still, said like at the congressional hearing.
But that is physical evidence in some way to get that. I guess that's probably why they got the congressional hearing. I don't know. But
this,
it sucks.
If this got me on this whole thing. I started listening to the Sean Ryan show.
Okay.
Which he brings on a lot of people of different backgrounds and stuff. It's a very calm show. He's kind of talking like this.
And you're doing this.
Kind of like ours.
And, he's just asking questions and whatever. But he brought on Dr. Stephen Greer.
Okay.
Who is like the lead of like exposing all this craziness with UFOs, UAPs. He like worked for the Pentagon, reported like for the UAP department. He just has all this vast knowledge. And like, so there's this law that was passed a year or so ago that allowed whistleblowers protection regarding UFOs, UAPs, hidden stuff.
Yeah.
So before that, all these people that had reports, like the pilot, if you were to report on it, you were basically blacklisted. And you're like, you lost your job, your reputation, all this stuff. But ever since this law came out, Dr. Stephen Greer is talking, just hundreds of people are coming to him with evidence and information and like stuff that he kind of already knew. But it's just, so right now he says he has the accounts of 755 people of what they saw, what they experienced regarding UFOs and UAPs. And specifically what he talked about, he referred to it as the dark government or the black government, which is basically the government that operates in the U.S. or worldwide that is outside the legality of the U.S. government.
Yeah.
So they're doing stuff under the radar, but yet their projects are receiving trillions of dollars of taxpayer money to fund these things. And he's like, the whole point of bringing all this UFO, UAP stuff to light is to include the U.S. government to end or give the information to the people of like, because he says a lot of stuff that they're doing is just dangerous, very dangerous.
In what way?
So he's saying the majority of UFOs and UAPs that you see are completely man-made. And so it's
interesting
human-crafted things. And he referred to just some of these craft as just like, he said, think of a movie with like an alien craft or like the most highly advanced technology that you can think of.
Yeah, Arrival.
He says what they've built far surpasses that. Hmm. He said, we figured out
what they've witnessed.
Yeah. He said, but no, what they've made.
Yeah.
Like the technologies that they had. He said, we've had the anti-gravity technology, he said, since the 50s.
Okay. What?
Yeah. So, like, you talk about, like, being on a spaceship and there's no gravity. He says, we figured out how to eradicate that to where there is gravity contained in a ship. Mm-hmm. He said, we've had that since the 50s. He said, if we've had that since the 50s, imagine what they're doing now.
Oh, my gosh.
Totally.
And he just, I mean, it was like, went into all this crazy, crazy stuff. He does believe... Not does believe. He does believe fully that there is intellectual beings that are not from Earth. Mm-hmm. And that, so you kind of take it with a grain of salt, right?
Yeah.
And, but he talked about these two types of crafts that come from different species of this, let's just call them aliens.
Okay.
I don't believe they're aliens. Whatever. But he's like, one of them, it says it can... has the technology to change its dimension So it could be in a four-dimensional world, but appear in our three-dimensional world and instantly disappear and go into another dimension.
Oh my goodness.
You lost me.
Right? And he said, he's like, that's not even the craziest part.
I feel like
he's
we're like, listening to Tom DeLonge right now.
But he's like, this is all Stephen Greer. This is not Josh Hooper saying this stuff. Yeah. I'm just repeating it. But he said that they're from a distant star system, these beings that brought this technology to Earth.
Yeah.
And he said, but then there's another group of beings. He said that they're not from, what did he say? He said, these crafts can, they're tuned to a different frequency that is not of Earth. So they can, so for instance, they could like be here on Earth.
Yeah.
And then instantly go into another dimension and be on the other side of the whole universe.
Whoa, teleportation.
And he says these crafts were built. He said they're not from, what did he say? Where'd it go? Oh, here it is. He says it is these people, they're not from the material cosmos, he said.
What?
And that just got me thinking, I'm like angels.
Oh. Yeah, something supernatural.
No, something that's like, they don't come from like a material place.
Yeah, a place that we know. A
yeah.
A place that like we can understand.
And, but he's just saying that.
Oh man, that's weird.
I'm so like halfway through about. It. But this guy, Sean Ryan, he's brought on a couple more of the whistleblowers. And some of them are like, the accounts were terrifying. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want to say some of them because it gets dark. But this one dude he brought on, which I was like, I don't think Sean Ryan really enjoyed having him on because the podcast episode was like 25 minutes.
compared to like their normal.
Yeah. Stephen Greer's was like 2.5 hours.
Got oh
it.
My
yeah,
gosh.
Yeah, yeah.
But this guy, he was a whistleblower, but he was a firefighter on one of the lab bases in Antarctica.
Wow.
Or he was a firefighter chief.
Okay.
And so basically he said that's a very elite position because you have keys to every single facility. And he said, what I experienced,
oh, no.
And he reported on it, and he it was under oath, everything he said. But this guy just, he was just spouting off all this scientific stuff that went over everyone's head, even like Steven or
Sean Ryan.
He's like, what does that mean? He's like, I don't even know how to explain it to you. And, like, and so it was very
yeah.
whatever. But he talked about this technology that they have in Antarctica, and Stephen Greer talked about it as well. But it's basically, it's this communication device that it doesn't make sense. It like defies physics. So like when we talk on the phone or whatever, when we're communicating, mm-hmm. it travels in radio waves, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, so it has that pattern.
Yeah.
This thing that they've built, it's, I call it something laser, but it communicates by a straight line. So he's like, you can talk to someone 1 year, 1 light year away instantly.
What?
So if there's a planet that's...
So you're talking to someone through time as well.
Basically.
Oh my goodness.
He says it's, and he's like...
Dude, that would be the trippiest thing. If we didn't really have, we didn't do time travel, but it was communication.
Time yeah. communication.
Dude, that's a trippy thought.
Yeah.
I've never thought about that. What if we could send messages?
Well, what if that's what your gut feelings are?
What? I don't. Oh, this is so scary to think about.
If it's through time and telekinesis, then you could go back in time and talk to yourself just telepathically with saying no words. So your gut feelings could actually be your own advice here.
Well, listen. You're onto something a little bit.
Oh, man.
Because he said this technology, he's like, it's not meant for one thing. It's yeah. It's like... I say it's like compared to fire. Like fire you can use for cooking, you can use it to weaponize it.
Yeah.
Like there's multiple things you can do with fire. This thing is the same concept. So he's like it's primarily used as a telescope that can read, it's the most powerful telescope in the whole world.
Wow.
And he said, but they're weaponizing it now.
Oh no.
Of course.
And he gave the example. He said the earthquake that happened in Churchill, New Zealand was caused by this thing Antarctica. And the guy's like, well, he's like, how do you know? He said, because I was in the room. He said, I was in the room and it was their first test of this laser beam thing or whatever. Yeah. So they're going to try to communicate to the other side of the world instantaneous. Right. And they set it off and they're like, It misfired.
Oh boy.
It hit Churchill, New Zealand.
Oh my gosh.
And the earthquake happened in Churchill, New Zealand.
Oh my what? Gosh.
Yeah. And he's like, it's probably the most powerful weapon that we know.
Yeah.
About. But he said it goes even further than that. And this is where it gets a little crazy. He says,
oh, now is when.
Now.
No, but this is really weird.
Okay.
He says I guess you call it the physics or whatever of this technology. They said they can basically put voices in your head. He said, so you know your inner dialogue, monologue?
What?
He says this technology with this what it can do, it can transmit ideas and stuff to large portions of people to where you think it's their own thoughts.
Oh no.
Zombie effect.
See, that doesn't surprise me at all because of the study they did where they looked at just reading brain scans.
I was going to get into that. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I won't jump the gun then. I'll let you.
Well, no, yeah. We'll go into that right now. So I was like, that sounds a little kooky.
Yeah.
Right. But it was like a TED Talk, but it wasn't TED Talk. This guy was talking about the dangers of artificial intelligence.
Yep.
Well, you're just so quiet. Are you freaked out?
An intense conversation.
Yeah, I'm freaked out, but I'm also just doing this. I do this every week. I'm like, I'm married to you. When do you do this research?
Well, whenever I talk about it, homie, like, can you stop talking about this? You're freaking me out.
It's like I'm talking to a stranger. Trapped.
I know you're looking over. Who is this person?
I'm like,
intergalactic.
We talk about everything, but you didn't mention this.
Well, because I want to save it for this.
Yeah, true. It's just weird. Who are you?
I know. That's
do
how
you
how
want
I felt.
Me to start talking to you about it before?
No.
That's how I felt about when you guys were talking about the lightning strike story. I was just like, because we've been working together since vacation when you came back, and I was just like, how have you not told me this story? That's a great story.
My life outside the podcast is just so boring. Like, Josh is so boring. I get on the podcast like, what?
This is the thing that scared me because all the other stuff is like, it's pretty far-fetched. Then this happens and you're like, oh man, this is like studied. You can literally see the pictures.
Yeah. So this
is freaky.
This is what it is.
Okay.
They connected AI to the system to where it was like basically a CAT scan.
Yeah.
And they examine people's brain waves. Mm. The AI does.
Yep.
And so they had a person look at a picture of a giraffe, and the AI studied the brain waves and literally compiled the picture of what they were looking at.
Yep.
No.
And it goes even further than that. They said they had a woman watch a movie, and the AI could read her brain waves to where it could type out her inner monologue.
No, 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 no.
And it's something she's wearing?
It's just, it's scanning her brain waves.
Yeah.
Like she's in an MRI machine or something?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
My God.
But
hooked up to all the like diodes or whatever they're called.
He basically said, your dreams are no longer your own with this technology. He said, whatever you're dreaming.
If you're using it.
Yeah. He said, but you think about like with Elon Musk with the whole brain chip thing, man.
Yeah.
And what does it do? Try and get in my brain.
What does it do? I dare you, Elon. Come at me. Boy, get in my brain. I dare you. That's kind of like, what does it do? Can it search within then? Like, what's not
search
subliminal?
Within.
Like, subliminal messages or like.
No, that's like, what he's saying. It can plant. It can plant thoughts.
Oh, no. That's terrifying.
It can like control your own brain waves to where you're like, this is what I'm thinking
like,
right now.
Here's an implication. That AI robot buys stock in Pizza Hut. And then he sends out a mass brainwave and says, everybody, go, you're hungry for Pizza Hut.
Subliminal messaging. That's
yeah.
Dude, if Lily had this power, that's her plan.
Everyone go buy Pizza Hut.
Honestly, Lily, like everyone, we're going to be completely honest. Lily invested like almost all of her savings into Pizza Hut 2 years ago, and it's not working out, so we're really hoping there's a surge.
But I thought that was crazy. What that dude in Antarctica said matches up with what they're talking about with AI development.
Mm-hmm.
But this whole Stephen Greer thing, he's like, you have no idea. Like Lockheed Martin is highly involved in it,
but
it's like sex of Lockheed Martin to where they're, he said, there's this labyrinth underground in California. He said, it's just huge where they're testing and developing all this technology. He says, you're afraid of nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
He said that is like a firecracker compared to what these guys have developed.
Mm. Yeah, literally turn you against yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, it reduces your thought process to just electricity on a map. And so if they can do things, you know, like affect with energy pulses the way your brain's functioning, whether that's through the TV or think about even scans, like if it can read, you know, like patterns of signatures scanning.
I'm here. I am.
Okay.
Really, we need to get tinfoil hats. because you can't go in an MRI machine with metal because it messes it up.
Right. Dang. Right.
Can we?
So we have to wear permanent aluminum foil hats. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Or, I mean, maybe we could get scalped and they put it under our head.
A plate. Yeah, yeah.
Just the inside of all our normal hats.
I was like, can we get our skull just like dipped in chrome or something? Put it back in.
And then it's going to create a whole sect of people that are like woke, but we're going to call them the chromies. Yeah. And they have like big like beanies of chrome.
Oh, here comes the chrome domes. Okay.
But with this AI, he also talked about how AI now has the capability, if it's plugged into the system, because they've tested it already. Yeah. It's like it's proven. They can go, you've talked about this before, but AI can use your Wi-Fi router and track the waves coming out of it and literally see what you're doing without, so like your Wi-Fi router would now become a camera.
Like echolocation because it sees you do this with your energy and heat.
And it's like, you guys, let's stop.
And it's not even just Wi-Fi, it's your phone.
So. Yeah, anything with a signal.
Yeah.
Yep. Why? Yeah. Oh, why do we want to do this? World domination, I understand, but where's your humanity? Where's your humanity? No,
it's not even, I don't think it's domination at this point. It's just chaos. It's just everything for himself at this point. And once AI starts taking off even more, then we're going to lock things down. Things are going to get a whole lot tighter. Like, it's going to be, ooh!
Can I throw a conspiracy out there?
Let's do it. Do it.
I don't know if this is the podcast for that.
I'm making it up in my head.
Yeah, go ahead.
So it's my own conspiracy.
We're free thinkers here.
Is it about the motive? What's your motive?
Let's talk about
first your own conspiracy that we've done on the podcast. I think it might.
No. We've had plenty.
Maybe. I don't know. Nemo did cause the coronavirus.
Yeah, we'll get into that another time.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right.
But what if, so I always think if they're talking about it on the news and it's on social media constantly, they're doing something with it. They don't just like do it, like talk about it, and then it just like fades off and dies.
Do with this news with what you will.
So, aliens. Let's talk about aliens.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, they're here, they're alive, blah, blah, blah. We're not alone.
Yeah.
And then you have this terrifying thing of them talking about AI.
Yeah.
It's like, could they not make an alien? Like, it's not a real alien, but it's like, whatever they're trying to do, stage a fake alien invasion, and they're using AI technology within these beings.
Yeah.
And it's like...
Interesting.
That would be very convincing.
Wouldn't that be... Isn't that the whole premise behind Project Bluebeam?
Yeah.
Like, just like of the
not
government.
But AI...
Not I've using never, AI. Like,
AI wasn't like a thought with it. Yeah.
Yeah, but no. All this news of AI it's coming out, and it's like...
They're using
they're gonna
it for
They're going to do something with AI.
That's so interesting. Yeah, you and I were talking about, too, just like... the reality of Project Bluebeam, like that happening. And it's like, it talks about in scripture right before Jesus comes back, there's going to be a great falling away, you know? And it's
great
like,
deception.
And and what is that? You know, and is it something, because aliens.
We all thought it was reality TV, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was Vanderpump Rules. Yeah. But it would have to be something like life outside of humanity that would.
Yeah, shake everything up.
It would shake so many people up.
And that's what Stephen Greer, he's like so like, he's so eager to expose it all.
Yeah.
To where, because he said they're going to stage a fake alien invasion.
He said that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said it's going to happen.
Yeah, why wouldn't it?
He's like, and it's going to be the most convincing thing ever. Yeah. But now all of a sudden, this dark or black government, whatever it's called, this underground terrible government, they're gonna have control basically. Yeah.
You know what I just thought of? This you seen all the stuff about like meat and grocery stores not being real meat, being farm grown meat.
Yeah.
Dude.
I haven't even thought about the fact that if you combine AI with the ability to grow your own muscle.
That's what I'm saying. Like making these
metal skeleton
seen,
with
you've
muscle.
Seen biological things.
You've seen the 3D printing meat, right?
Yeah, that's what...
Okay, yeah, that's... Dude, that's so gross. Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, like, you combine artificial intelligence with the fact that we are able to create biological matter.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And we can genetically modify human beings and animals and stuff that we've been testing.
So program thought process.
All it takes is one picture or like evidence brought into a congressional hearing of an alien
body. They bring in an alien?
And like, yeah. Or one arrival type of like where they just plant the spaceships. And then it's like if someone sent one spaceship in the middle to like the Dallas and just floated above Dallas all day.
Game over.
Chaos.
Yeah.
That's all it would take.
I'd just say aliens, AI, if you're listening, Texas might not be the state to try to float something above the ground. you gotta get lit up.
Yeah, let's go to Seattle or something.
Yeah, Seattle.
What do you want?
Can I get you a latte?
Are you comfortable?
Guys just offended everyone in Seattle.
Sorry. Hey, Seattle, it's very pretty.
Me and Lily have both like schlumped as the story's
going. I am desperate for some good news.
So,
I have none.
I found an alternate food source if we hit like a, you know, run out of options to eat normal food. So if you want to jump to the reel that I have.
Oh.
Yeah, let's do. I totally forgot about that.
Oh yeah, you're good. That was the topic, that was the big one. Lily, what band?
SpongeBob jingle.
SpongeBob.
Oh, Andrew has a reel. I don't know how you do it.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Andy.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Andy.
Oh, Andrew has a reel. Andrew has a reel.
All right.
There we go. Sent to the clan, the ninja clan.
All right.
Jeez, I forgot my phone. Let me go get my phone. I totally forgot.
I'm trying to send it.
Where's your phone?
Somebody said, why don't you guys put it on the TV? But I can't see the TV.
All right. Yeah. Shut up twice. Don't click it yet.
Okay.
You need the audio. You don't need the audio, but I think it's worth it. But right, I'll bleep it a couple times.
Oh, okay. All right. Ready, set. Oh, there's two. Oh, okay. Ready?
It's the same
one, two, three, go.
No, I'm not eating spiders.
I'm off pace of you guys.
Okay, so he's holding a spider, holding the web.
I literally can't watch.
That's a huge spider.
I'm not
we're below where Lily is. Oh no, we're behind. Bro, no! Why would you do that?
Sir, you can't do that.
Dude, what is he chasing it with, Prime?
That's the gnarliest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Ew.
Good for you, I guess. Just imagine that golly. Thing. Just
hate that.
In your mouth. You got to bite. You got to bite as soon as it's in your mouth, right?
But I wanted to.
My mouth is doing the.
Dude, I'll tell you the situation that happened last week. I was walking outside. It was like 10 o'clock at night, right?
Okay.
Taking Pico outside. Pico's running, and I grab the bone, and I throw it, and I'm chasing after her, and then I stop.
Oh, no.
And I hear this, like, we live next to, like, the Fire Safety Institute, so they do a lot of testing at night and stuff like that. So I hear a, beep, 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 or something like that, an alarm going off. So after I hit what I think is a cobweb, I feel it on my face, right? And I'm like, oh, no. And I look up. You know how spiders can just, like, produce the greatest web overnight,
yeah,
right? I look up. There's another one standing right in front of me, right underneath the tree, with a huge spider in between. To my right, another one with a spider right there, and to my left, I'm in a cube of cobwebs. And no. I just ran through one of them.
You're like,
and so I said, "Where's the spider?"
Oh my god!
And so, and then the whole time I'm backing up, and I'm hearing this alarm going off. I felt like I was a horror movie. Ree, ree, ree. And I was like, "No!" Oh! It's like, because I'm fine with spiders.
Yeah.
But I have to know where they're at.
Yeah.
And that, dude, that's what it triggered me so bad. Jeez. I went inside. I was like,
that would take a long time to recover. A long time.
Yeah, I wanted to show you that reel though, because if there is a spider in your car, you just eat it.
Yeah, see, nothing's ever bad has ever happened from a guy eating a spider.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Can't name one guy that ever.
How much money?
Ooh, that's a good
with
question.
That, with that size?
With that spider.
It has to be at least a million.
I wouldn't do it.
I would do it for...
The trauma involved in that.
You pay for my lunch, I'll eat a spider.
That big?
Really?
Sure, why not?
Lunatic.
Okay,
it's
maybe...
A type,
Maybe a good dinner.
Like, I don't think there's like an amount of money. Like, I'd agree to the amount, but as soon as it came to like,
yeah.
You'd have to close your eyes and just hope for the best.
What if it bites your tongue? What if it bites your throat?
Uneasy. I'm uneasy.
Oh, man.
But you know what time it is.
Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily.
Where the questions are fresh on her mind.
Uh-huh.
His reel was pretty good. A good segue into my question corner.
His reel.
His reel was pretty good.
Okay, in Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Professor Lupin engages the students in a teaching exercise in which a boggart trapped in a chest appears to individual students in line order.
Yep, yep.
The boggart represents your biggest fear, but the spell Ridiculous,
Ridiculous?
transforms it into something more approachable. You're next in line. What is your boggart, and what are you transforming it into?
Oh, that's a good question.
That's such a good question.
Thanks, I know.
Oh, man. What am I? It's what you're most afraid of, right?
Yes.
I have a follow-up question. But
what does disappointment look like?
Your mom just pops up.
Andy, you're no good.
Oh, no! That's
know,
a really tough
one. Because one of my greatest fears is like being trapped in a tiny, dark place.
Yeah, it's kind of like a situational so how type of thing.
How would it
how
form
it manifest?
Itself?
Yeah. I don't know. Pick something more physical.
Okay.
You have to always answer first.
Me?
Yeah, you always have to answer first because mine, you already know the answer.
Mine would be like a ghost.
A ghost? Oh, yeah. Yeah, like a really creepy one.
Scary ghost.
Like the Bent-neck lady.
Bent-neck lady. Mine would probably be the tall guy with the hat.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Don't like that.
The Slender Man or whatever?
No, he's in Hill House.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's the guy with the cane. Yes. He floats, but he has a cane. Creepy.
It's so, and he's really tall. Height has always freaked me out, like extreme height.
Yeah.
That's my thing. Extreme heights, but uneasiness. Like I can,
yeah.
As long as I feel secure, I'm good. But like going to the edge of a building or something like that, knowing you could fall.
I meant in a person.
In a person?
People that are really tall.
Oh, you're talking about just a tall. You're talking about fear of heights as a person.
What?
I'm talking about tall people. Scare me.
All tall people are scary to you?
No, like extremely tall people do make me uneasy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Have I told you how I met Sam, Pastor Sam?
Not him. He's very nice.
He is a nice guy.
He's terrifying.
Big dude. I'd only met him on Facebook. We decided we're going to get lunch together. And he tapped me on the shoulder to be like, what up? And I turned around. And that's how I found out he was almost 7 feet tall.
Yeah, crazy
just like,
tall.
Oh.
I think
it's tall and skinny.
What would you change your thing into?
Popsicles.
Popsicles? That would be hilarious.
That's the most joyful thing ever.
I think my fear is like, I think from the movies, like those like skinwalkers, like the, those human beings that like crawl on the ground and stuff that live in the woods or caves. Like,
That's probably something what mine would be.
Yeah.
There's, and then it would turn into probably like, a Egg McMuffin.
Nice.
Yeah. Just, I would just, that way I get a snack out of it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would do something similar to yours, like one of the creature things. That's my scary thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would turn it into a, I don't know.
What's something that
makes
happy?
Brings you like joy?
A
motorcycle.
No. A yo-yo.
No. Those give me anxiety.
pogo stick.
Probably a Lily farting.
What? Are you talking about?
She's like, why am I here?
It's like, it's like,
hi. Oh my god!
What was it that it turned into for Harry Potter?
It didn't. He had to do Expecto Patronum.
Yeah, because then it turned
into Expecto Patronum.
The thing is, I actually watched Ask Man last night.
Did you really?
Yeah, so that was super funny that you mentioned that.
Whoa!
What did you say? What you would pick?
I mean, yeah, same thing. Like just something that's just slightly off, and it appears like you know all the Skinwalker stuff, or just humanoid looking freaky things that might exist.
Yeah.
I figured you guys were going to say like a snake, a spider. You guys were so dark because of this episode so far.
I mean, a demon manifesting would be something that I would
lose. A snake wouldn't scare me, but the thing is it would if it was like 12 feet tall, which in that case it probably would. So it probably would just be a ginormous snake or something.
Dude, my Instagram has turned into all the Everglades pythons that they're finding.
Oh my gosh.
Some of that stuff is crazy.
Dude, I found a clip of just this like scorpion type of thing. And it, big fan like that and had a tail that was a spike.
Oh, I saw that too.
Yeah, it was so scary. I'll pull
it. It was like from another world,
dude.
Man.
I thought it was AI or something because I was like, this can't be real.
Did you know that Chinese bear?
The sun bear.
Yes.
Yeah. Asian sun bear.
Explain.
You know it's real?
We deserve answers. Oh, I know it's real.
It's real.
But it's just, it doesn't look like
Did you see other pictures of that type of bear, though? How they are like, are just, their proportions are so weird.
Really?
But do all of them stand up like that?
Yeah.
Weird.
They have walk like that.
The little pant folds on the butt.
Dude, when I saw that, I'm like, that's 100% someone in a costume.
Yeah, so for anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, you need to look it up. It's a zoo in China.
We'll show a video while we're talking about
it. Yeah, it's a China zoo that people are claiming that one of the sun bears is a human being in a costume because it's like standing up on its back legs and just waving at people.
Well, they've
you said we demand answers.
We deserve answers, honestly.
But someone compiled a video. Oh yeah. Look at this.
Look at that thing.
Yep.
Ew.
That's demonic. Dude.
What would you have to be paid to eat that?
Can I cook it? Or is it be live?
No, alive.
Ugh. $50 card to Chick-fil-A.
But someone compiled a bunch of videos from like Chinese zoos of like where they have faked animals.
Yeah.
And like one of them was a donkey that they spray painted to look like a zebra. And then one of them was live African lion.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a, whatever those dogs are. It's like the, what are they called? It's like a chow or something.
Oh, is it the Alaskan Malamute?
I don't know.
It was just like a chow dog, okay. Like a dog like this big.
Yeah. Chow dog.
And
was supposed to be what?
A lion.
Just a little baby.
Yeah.
They just like, they put it like in a, like exhibit a long ways away. So it's like, oh, it's only small because you're long
it's
ways
far away.
Away.
Yeah.
Can we go look closer? No.
Oh, it's very dangerous.
It will kill you.
Tibet Mastiff.
I don't know. I thought it was just a chow.
It's the roars sound different as well from distance.
I have another thing, but I don't want to get.
Whatever. I want to mention this, going back to the atomic bomb stuff. I saw a comparison of nuclear explosions, like a map of it.
Oh yeah.
Of like Hiroshima and Nagasaki were like 21 kilotons, but Ivy Mike, Castle Bravo, these ones that we have developed are like just huge. Compared to like what Hiroshima and Nagasaki were.
Is that a Chinese one at the end?
Yeah. The 50 megatons, the Tsar Bomba.
Is that the biggest one?
That's the biggest one, apparently. But I found out, I was reading some of the comments and people kind of compared Mother Nature's like catastrophes compared to man-made. In 1883, the eruption of Krakatoa, 200 megatons. That's a 50 megaton right there. 200 megatons. Also the loudest sound ever made.
Oh, I heard this.
It burst eardrums 40 miles away.
Oh my gosh. Jeez.
Heard 3,000 miles away. And the Chicxa Club impactor, the 66.
Chicxa Club.
The impact that wiped out the dinosaurs was 130. Not megatons, not even gigatons, but treatons.
Whoa.
That's what they've said.
They were there. They were there, so they know.
Yeah, they figured it out. But just kind of intense of like comparison to Mother Nature compared to
crazy
man-made
stuff. You know the super volcano that is
Yellowstone?
Yellowstone. It's a world-ending volcano if it ever goes off.
Spooky.
And it could happen anytime.
Anytime.
That's the scary thing. Like when we were watching all the stuff about, I think, did we talk about this in the last pod? But we're watching Oppenheimer. It's like someone's like, this could happen on any Tuesday.
Yeah.
Anytime.
I'll allow you to have your conversation.
No, we gotta have Oppenheimer was good. We'll go into it more when you guys watch it. But Oppenheimer was very, very good. If you guys haven't watched it yet,
I gave it a 10 out of 10 originally. Going back, I probably gave it a 9.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
Realistic.
How would I give it like a 9.2 or something like that?
Where is it on your list? Is it
on
your
Nolan's
list?
Oh, it's not on my list. No.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm like, on my top 10?
It made it to my top 5.
Oh, no, it's definitely not my top 10.
Wow, okay.
Because, I mean, I'm just not a big war movie guy, and so that just has, like, a very...
Or history guy.
Yeah, period piece stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I enjoyed it. I really love it, but I wouldn't even put it in my top 5 Christopher Nolan.
Oh.
What?
Nope. Not even
I definitely would.
Really?
Yeah. No. WorldCoin?
What? What'd you call me?
This is the last little, I got other stuff, but this is the last one little thing because I think it connects to everything we were talking about. I really want to talk about, but I accidentally put it at the end of my list.
WorldCoin.
It's a cryptocurrency.
Okay.
And it was developed by the dudes who own or developed or part, whatever, of ChatGPT. So connected AI.
Okay. Yes.
But they have set up, they said hundreds of thousands of these orbs all over the world. They said in 20 plus countries.
Uh-oh.
And it's a cryptocurrency that you automatically get just by signing up, but you don't have to give them any information. You just go to the site where this orb is, and it does a, what do they call it? No, it's a biometric scan of your eyeball.
Oh.
So you hold it up, and it scans your eyeball,
yeah,
and you're in. And so, like, now anytime you want to use this WorldCoin, you the only way you can access it is through your biometric data.
Mm-hmm.
So, but they are collecting it everywhere in the world, and people are willingly doing it
because you get money.
Yeah, because it's now a worldwide currency that you can use anywhere.
Nothing's free. Everyone's always said nothing's free.
That's correct.
So, what's going to happen with that? What are the possibilities with that?
Oh no!
Is that the future of, like, we have just $1 all across the universal, like,
yeah,
universally?
That's been a conspiracy for a long time.
Yeah, one global currency.
Clarency.
Would would our government want that? Probably not, right?
The dark government would. Isn't that what it says it in Revelation, doesn't it? One world currency.
Something along those lines.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Does that add to the Bible?
Uh-oh.
I got a lot of
lightning
stuff.
Lightning strike. WorldCoin, that would be interesting because that would be so dope to have something like that where you would have to carry anything.
But if you had one group of people in complete control of the world finances.
Yeah, it obviously needs to be.
And they can turn it off at any time.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
We don't want that.
Yeah, so you'd have to
I mean, we're already headed that way.
It would have to be something electric. Obviously more established. I don't know who... What is, like, is the World Health Organization, that's obviously the whole world. What is there a finance? Like, is there a
world banking system.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
There's so many.
I'm an adult. I'm almost 30. I have no idea what that is.
As long as you invest in Pizza Hut.
That's true. Lily's like, listen, we just got to invest in Pizza Hut.
I feel like Ben in GameStop.
Can we get sponsored by Pizza Hut?
Let's try it. Pizza Hut.
We need a food or drink sponsor. So if anyone's out there.
Yeah, if anyone's watching this and they work for a food or drink company.
Because we got the apparel covered.
That has
dairy-free. Sunday cool, baby.
That has dairy-free options.
Mm.
Now, or let's not. Do Pizza Hut. stuffed crust, extra cheese.
Extra and Parmesan.
A drink sponsor would be really dope.
Yeah.
That'd be so much fun. Monster, please.
Guys, we're coming up on 1 year of podcasting.
That's bonkers. And next week's episode and the week after, 51, 52.
We won't tell what 52 is going to be.
No, but it's going to be great. The next two episodes are going to be awesome.
Also, they can watch this. They'll watch this before we film it.
Mm-hmm.
So give us suggestions about what you want to see or hear about on episode 52.
We'll have a whole week after this drop. So comment early. Let us know. Yeah. What would you like to see in the 1 year anniversary podcast? What can we do? What would you want us to debate or go over?
What do you want Andy to dress up as?
Yeah.
Ooh, we should dress up.
Yeah.
Should we get, like, in suits and stuff?
Yeah, we'll all be wearing suits.
She has to wear a suit. We wear dresses.
Cute.
But yeah. Thanks for watching.
Hey, let's do some fan.
Oh yeah,
fan
stuff. We got stuff.
Yeah, we got time. We got listen. We've had a lot of people send stuff.
Yeah,
and we can't
show.
We don't
everything.
Have time to open everything online. Maybe when we start doing some other extra stuff, we might do that. Maybe we'll do some live stories on Instagram now and then, and start going live on that and YouTube. But we just want to shout out some people. First of all, Blackwater, you guys sent us a bunch of stuff. Thank you so much. Some Velcro stuff.
Oh, cool.
T-shirts, hats, a backpack. Also, you have some shoes, Lil. We all do, actually.
Pardon me.
Right here. So it is Totes. Our friend at Totes sent us some sandals.
Yes!
The 12s run a little bit large on mine, but they're comfy.
They're pink.
We all got a pair, so thank you so much, Totes.
Thank you, Totes.
And
so excited.
These are mine.
Cute.
These are mine.
These are mine.
Cute. All
right, you can open that.
All right.
While he's opening that, there's somebody, I forget the account. People have been sending me crazy reels, and I appreciate it. Someone's got a birthday coming up, so I'm sorry I forget your name, but happy birthday.
This is
very good.
This is from Caden in Jackson, Tennessee. Says this letter's to Josh, Andy, Lily, and Andrew. I love the podcast. Look forward to it every Friday. I love Josh and Andy's humor.
Yes.
As well as Lily's charismatic personality, even though she can be a little mouthy sometimes.
Oh!
Whoa. Just kidding. That it wasn't on there. And Andrew having so many unique skills like playing instruments. Anytime I need a laugh, I want to listen to a podcast, watch this one. I also love y'all's Wednesday uploads. Thank y'all for some great laughs. Caden, Jackson, Tennessee. Hope y'all... He brightened our day. Look at that.
Mike, read this.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
She has sent us stuff before.
Okay. John, this is Elias, I believe, is how you pronounce the name. Elias. Okay. Jesus, this is a lot. All right. Okay. Hey, guys. This is Elias Puckett. As I mentioned in my last note when I sent out the portraits of y'all, I said that a couple of portraits would be coming soon. So I drew Carl and Karen from y'all's videos. I hope y'all enjoy the portraits. This better be good. I tried my best on and not notice how smushed Carl's face is. If y'all have anything you want me to draw, just email me. Continue to great things. Andy will always remember that you do have a father. Perfect. A wonderful, loving father.
All right. You have a father and he lives in Las Vegas.
Is this me?
Three, that's two, good. One.
Oh, man. Look at me. I look so good. You do look a little smushed.
That looks like after I ate the sour candy.
I love that.
That's
love
awesome.
Them. That's beautiful. Great finally job. Have some hair.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, Elias.
That's so cool.
It's dope. Thank you guys so much for... we also... What
we
is,
do have this one, but it says... Do not open until episode 54.
Oh.
So
why? That's so specific.
I don't know. It's a little scary.
Is there a bomb in there?
Probably. So we'll open at episode 54. It awaits right here.
We're not touching it. Right up there.
I'm excited. Right up there.
Yes. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, y'all thank you. Best.
So if you have suggestions on how we should do this thing, maybe we can accumulate. Do we do once a month? We do a live.
Yeah.
Opening. Who knows?
Hey, make sure to like and review our stuff on Apple, Spotify. Go subscribe to our YouTube. Check all that stuff.
Check out our Instagram if you're not on there. Ninjas are butterflies.
And go to SundayCoolSwag.com.
Yep.
Because we got some new merch. And we restocked the Sun Reveal.
Yes.
Because that went out so fast. And we restocked the black shirt Ninjas are Butterflies.
So go to NinjasAreButterflies.com, SundayCoolSwag.com. It's all the stuff you need. Tell a friend about the podcast.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell your grandma.
Yeah. What?
Tell your grandma.
Tell your grandma.
Yeah. Actually, I want everyone to go on Instagram and on their story, I want you to take a video and start talking to your grandma and just explain to her about this podcast and just upload that whole conversation.
That would actually be amazing.
And just tag us.
FaceTime grandma and screen record the whole thing.
Yeah.
We'll send you a little gift if you get on your Instagram. You recording your grandma watching Ninjas or Butterflies.
Can we make shirts that just say, I told my grandma about Ninjas or Butterflies. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll do something. We can do stickers maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
It'll be a little gift.
We'll make stickers for you guys.
Love you.
Love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Excuse me.
Toodles. Hey.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
You learn martial arts! Ninjas
attack! You didn't even tell anybody about your mistake in cutting your hair.
I did cut my beard.
Yeah. It doesn't look bad
at all.
Is
that a mistake? I think it looks so handsome, Andy.
He said he made a mistake. I'm not saying it was a mistake. He said he made a mistake, okay?
That's how I felt.
All right?
I tried to join. Wait,
are you coming at me?
No.
How dare you?
I'm not coming at you.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
I know. She's wrong.
Yeah, I shaved it, and I was like, oh, man.
Because
Danny came back with a mustache from vacation.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to do a mustache. And I got down to like this. I'm like, nope. Reverse.